This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Metropolitan State University Denver will develop its first ever student dorm this summer on the Auraria campus in the city's downtown. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Up until now, Auraria has been primarily a commuter campus. Officials say the new mixed-use facility will create a more vibrant and community-centric campus environment. At the same time, it will address the shortage of available housing options downtown for students. The Summit House will be 12 stories and will be built across from Ball Arena. About 550 student beds will be on the upper 10 floors, with retail at ground level. Officials say the project, costing $117 million, won't impact student tuition and fees. The building is expected to be completed in 2027. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Nearly a mile of riverfront in Bent County is now a preserve for prairie wildlife and plants. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports there's much work to be done there along the banks of the Purgatory River.
Cottonwood trees, a prairie dog colony, and unusual turtles live along the tributary that flows into the Arkansas River east of the city of Los Animas. Henry Pollack leads the Southern Plains Land Trust, which recently purchased the 500-acre parcel adjacent to Boggsville Historical Site. He says they'll need to remove a lot of non-native species to return the area to a more natural state.
When I look at this, I see 15 years of restoration. I see enormous amounts of human effort and conservation innovation that's going to be required.
Pollack says the aim is to work with the local community to turn the property into a nature hub with trails and educational programs. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Colorado Springs has the chance for rain this afternoon, mostly sunny in Denver, Grand Junction in the mid-90s, and things across the state could be warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.